Hey y'all, welcome to the last episode of this series, The Great Debate, another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This episode is going to be probably kind of brief as well, and it's about elections, because of course elections came up in this debate. So, buckle your seatbelts, this episode is called Elections, The Great Debate Part 7, Elections. Let's get started. So, first of all, the election of 2020, I don't think is a high priority issue for very many people anymore, because it's now the year 2024 and we're about to have another election, and I think most people have long since moved on. I don't think it was the best idea for the moderators to bring it up, but of course you knew they were going to, because it's still a sore spot for the left, even though they're the ones who won. So, they, of course, like, brought up the idea of, like, questioning election results and all that. And I don't think that it should be frowned upon too much to question the results of an election, especially if you have reason to suspect there are irregularities. Like in 2020, when a lot of states changed their voting rules, in some cases in direct defiance of the state constitution. I think you are within your rights to question. Now, that being said, I think after you have exhausted your avenues of questioning the election, you should admit, hey, I didn't win. You know, you shouldn't go out there and still say you won, because I lost under suspicious circumstances and I won are not the same thing. But that being said, they, of course, wanted to talk about the peaceful transition of power stuff, and here's my thing is, obviously there would be a peaceful transfer of power at the end of a second Trump term, because there was a peaceful transfer of power at the end of the first Trump term. On the January 20th of 2021, he left. There was no, like, violence on the streets. They didn't have to drag him out of the White House. He left willingly and peacefully and went back home. That's what he did. And the idea that he incited a riot on January 6th, I covered that is just ridiculous. And especially calling it an insurrection. I don't call that an insurrection. If it was an insurrection, it'd be one of the worst ones ever. Because usually an insurrection, you have to have military force. You have to have at least be well-armed. These people were not. And then, of course, when Trump mentioned the Russiagate stuff, the moderators got scared. I mentioned that earlier in another episode. I've probably mentioned it like twice now. But then you also have the idea, and this wasn't really covered in the debate directly, but the idea that he's a threat to democracy is very disingenuous, because democracy is about voting for the people you want, or the system you want, or whatever, the vision you want. Like, you're voting. That's what democracy is. So to say that he is a threat to democracy, or that voting for him is a threat to democracy, is like saying that putting on your seatbelt is a threat to your safety in a car. It's ridiculous. Or that wearing a coat in winter is a threat to your safety. It's like, no. Now, wearing a thick woolly coat when it's 100 degrees outside, yeah, that would be a threat to your safety. You'd get overheated. But, like, in the winter, it's perfectly fine. So, that's the claim the left wants to go with, I guess, is that voting is a threat to democracy. Seems kind of ironic. And also the idea that it's problematic to question the election results when a lot of them questioned the results after 2016. That seems a little odd. And then, of course, it was clever that Trump mentioned, and good, not even just clever, but good that Trump mentioned, that all of her dishonest flip-flopping will disappear if she wins. She's been flip-flopping on all her positions, but she's only been doing that because she's an empty suit, and her poll numbers on the current positions or on her actual positions are really low, and not very many people are in favor of, for example, gun buybacks and stuff. Or she's also been adopting things that she thinks will get her more votes, like when Trump said no taxes on tips, she stole that from him, for example. That clearly is, you know, she's flip-flopping, but not genuinely. I covered that in another episode, so I'm not going to beat that point to death. But I do think it was good for Trump to mention that, because both candidates are going to rely heavily on independents, and independents need to know that not all the promises she makes on the campaign trail are going to come into fruition if they vote for her. I mean, granted, not every promise any politician makes comes to fruition, but you need to know where your candidates stand before you vote for them. And so I think that this was a good avenue for Trump to help define her and do that. So, to recap on elections, also Trump went into the fact that Biden was kind of ousted from his nomination. He could have gone a bit further and mentioned that Harris spent years lying about Biden's health and whatnot, but he didn't. But anyway, now to recap. Of course, they brought up 2020 again, and I think that we shouldn't be talking about 2020 anymore, except in the case of learning from it for next time. I don't think we should still be reopening those old wounds now, because that's 4 years in the past, and we have so many other issues that we currently need to be focusing on, many of which caused or exacerbated by this administration, that 2020 should not be a top priority issue. Second, of course, they played the tired incitement and transfer of power cards. Of course, they said that stuff because that's what their viewers wanted to hear. Completely ignoring the fact that Trump did peacefully transfer power over. And that, yeah, there was a small riot, but Trump told his people to go home. And even before, when they went down to the Capitol, he told them to peacefully protest. He did not tell them to riot. And then the other thing is that questioning election results should not be considered like a major problematic thing to do. I mean, every person has the right to do that. And in every election, you have at least one candidate who does. And that's not necessarily a problem. You have a right to do that, especially if you have evidence to back you up, such as changing voting rules. And the idea that voting for one candidate or the other is a threat to democracy is not only ridiculous, but also completely dishonest. And then Trump did briefly mention both Harris's dishonest flip-flopping and the ouster of Joe Biden, both of which I think did need to be mentioned. They're not, the flip-flopping is a definite issue that independents should be wary of, because she only flip-flopped when she saw how popular Trump's policies are, and she tried to steal his policies. But when if she's elected, heaven forbid, her policies will be nothing like his. We know what her actual positions are because we have her own video saying them. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least become a bit more informed by it. And I hope that you'll pass it along to people who might be interested. If you want me to do a similar series on the vice presidential debate, I'd be happy to. But we'll see. and I hope you've enjoyed this series. This is a bit of a different thing for me. I have not yet done a multi-part series, really. Except for maybe on the life issue. But even that was only two parts, not counting the one in the debate series. So I would love your feedback on this. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed, and feel free to check out the Facebook page as well. With all of that out of the way, thank you for listening. I hope you'll come back, and have a blessed day.